Delighted to be joined now by Barry McCluskey. Barry is a Scottish blind golfer who recently took part in the Lawrence Levy British Masters. Now, Barry, I know you had high expectations. It didn't quite go to plan, but was the tournament a good experience? Good to be back out there?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there was, you know, the buzz being around competition golf again, getting that wee bit of butterfly in your stomach when you're standing on the first tee again, knowing that you have to, you know, kind of play well to compete. The first round, okay, Barry. The second round, I was a bit all over the place, kind of blew a gasket a wee bit. But in the third round, I played really well again. But that tournament, you know, it becomes a wee bit more difficult for myself because it's a stable for competition. And, you know, with my handicap being so low, I really have to score in every day. And, you know, my second day kind of cost me.
For anyone that hasn't heard of keratoconus, can you talk a little about your sight loss, please?
Yeah, so my keratoconus is a disease in my eyes which I developed through having atopic eczema. Keratoconus affects the cornea in your eye. So basically the easiest way I can describe it is that the front of your eye is meant to look like a football and mine is now shaped like a rugby ball. So I don't take light perception in properly. Something very dark or something very light is where I really struggle. Bright lights and stuff like that.
How did you first get involved in the game?
Barry, I played golf before I lost my sight. I didn't take it very competitively at the time. You know, it was just a social event with friends and stuff like that. And when I lost my sight, I spoke to my consultant at the hospital about my golf and would I have to give golf up. And he recommended me to Scottish Blind Golf, which I had never heard of before. I contacted Scottish Blind Golf within a couple of hours of leaving the hospital and went along, played in one of their events. Thoroughly enjoyed it. It was really good for me because there was a lot of guys there who had previously lost their sight and were still playing golf. And it gave me the, you know, the encouragement to keep my golf going and allow me, you know, to be in amongst like-minded people. And it made my acceptance of my sight loss a little bit more easy. Knowing that you're not the only person out there. And being in that environment, like when I was down at the British Masters there, I mean, there was 26 players in that tournament, every one of them visually impaired, you know. I mean, when you come off the golf course, we're all sitting about and we're having a laugh and we're having a joke and having a drink with each other. And the social side is really good as well, you know. And as I said, it's like a peer group, you know. It's like, you know, if you've got any problems or any difficulties or, you know, people say, oh, by the way, I had that before and this is how I dealt with it. And so it becomes part of your life.
Now, you touched on what playing golf has done for you, accepting your sight loss, just the social side of it as well. How do people get involved if they're thinking about giving it a go, Barry?
Currently, at the minute, at Scottish Blind Golf, we are working to set up taster sessions for people who want to come along and practice blind golf. We have purchased, I think it's 6 set of golf clubs. We've done a taster session last Monday at Stirling Golf Course in association with EDGA, which is the European Disabled Golf Association. And EDGA are keen to work with us more to get more visually impaired people into playing golf in Scotland. And, you know, we've got another couple of taster sessions coming up. But if you want to get involved at all, just contact Scottish Blind Golf through our website. We're also on Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that. So if anybody who wants to get involved, just send us a message and we'll get back to you and we'll keep you in line with what we do and what events we've got coming up in the near future. You also have England and Wales Blind Golf, who have their own website and stuff like that. So if you want to contact them, or even over in Northern Ireland, they have their own Northern Ireland Blind Golf. If you can't find any of them, just go onto the IBGA website, which is International Blind Golf Association. We have our own website that can get you to any country that you stay in throughout the world.
And it's for all levels as well. You're not just chasing champions that want to be at the top of the game and playing in every tournament. It's for people to enjoy and stay fit and active and social as well.
Of course it is, Barry. That's the most important thing. The most important thing is to get visual impaired people out on the golf course and show the talents that we have. We're never going to be your Tiger Woods or, you know, your Rory McIlroy because of our sight loss. But the ability that we do have, I mean, there's plenty of blind golfers out there that can hold their own on some of the top golf courses in the world, you know.
Have you got any targets for the next year?
Well, yes, mate. The Vision Cup over in America in 2022, and my target is to make the team again for that, you know, and continue to play well within playing golf throughout the world, you know, and get to as many tournaments as I possibly can and qualify for the Vision Cup, because it's getting playing at one of the most prestigious golf courses in the world, probably most people have heard of, called TPC Sawgrass, where they play the Masters at every year. It's got the wee island green where you've got to play over the water onto the green and stuff. Yeah, so lots to look forward to.
Barry, it's been great chatting to you as always. Good luck in the upcoming British Open, and hopefully anyone listening to this would be encouraged to give it a go. In the meantime, Barry McCluskey, thanks for your time on RNI Beaconet Radio.
Thanks, Barry. Thank you.